It's not about our stuff. But sometimes we get sidetracked and we think it is, and we desire this stuff, thinking we'd be happy if we had this stuff.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, let's see. It's 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. I was on vacation for about a week.
It's Wednesday, Todd. It's Wednesday.
Okay. And right now I'm sitting in the ER parking lot. I had to break open the bathroom door this morning, and Maggie fainted, but we were thinking about taking her to the doctor today anyway. I don't think the fainting's related to anything. I think she just was, got lightheaded, which seems to be a good place for fainting, because I've fainted at least once there.
A lot of hard surfaces, though, man. That's dangerous.
It was. It was a big thump, and I didn't hear it, but Debbie's like, Todd, he's fainted and the door's locked. And so I had to pull a Dick Van Dyke. And if you don't know that episode, you just missed out on a great episode where he's like, throws his weight against the door. I was afraid of crashing the whole thing because it's a, 110-year-old home. So I broke open the door. My wife called me Superman. Wow. And but here's the story. And then I'll ask you about how you're doing, Scott, and then we'll talk. So we left about 2 weeks ago, well, 3 weeks ago today, I think. And we had the RV ran great. Everything was great. We had a couple great speaking events. And we were in Florida just enjoying R&R. And Cal said he had a rash under his arm. And, you look at it, it looked like kind of maybe a poison ivy kind of thing. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, you'll just have to get over it. I'm sorry. It's painful, whatever. Well, a couple more days and it looks like it's spreading a little bit. And then by, the fourth day, he's had it about a week. I didn't know any at first. And it's really dark red and it looks bad and it's oozing a little bit. And so we take him to like a urgent care in Florida, and they were super great about it and gave him a shot and told him it was, could be impetigo or MRSA, which is highly contagious.
Yeah.
They said it's common among sports people, he could have gotten it from a towel or something, rubbing up a sweaty guy. And they gave him a shot and some heavy duty meds, and we ended out the vacation, and it started to dry up. Well, then as soon as we get home from vacation, you know how when you're having a restful vacation, you're wife once again remembers that she's in love with you, and she puts her head on your shoulder when you're sitting somewhere, and then you get home and it's like someone takes a big wet blanket and throws it right in your face. That's how we hit the ground. So we hit the ground. As soon as we pulled in, my dad, who was getting ready to celebrate his 85th birthday, and he was also retiring, so we decided that we're going to close down the print shop that he's run for the last, a long time, 35 years in this location, and really almost my whole life. So the next morning, so we unload the RV that night. We, in the morning, get ready. I leave. I go down by myself. Debbie's mom had heart surgery, so she's got to leave, but she's not feeling good, so she's got to wait another day. She goes down, and the boys, Cal, Jed, and Abe, are all going to volleyball homeschool nationals, which sounds like a big deal, but it's not, because you could start a team today and go to nationals. So they went to nationals. I'm down in Danville, Indiana, and Debbie's in Indianapolis. And we have, his birthday party and closing kind of took stuff out of the shop. And it was a good weekend, tired. We get home and Cal's like covered in a rash. I mean, like his face is, but it's a different rationale when he gets home. And we're like, what is this? And so now, so they took him to the urgent care. I don't know what day that would have been, Monday, maybe or Tuesday, Monday. And they said it looked like a fungal infection, sometimes maybe brought on by, you know, your poor immunity or whatever. So they've given him some other stuff and it's starting to clear up now. But Maggie has a couple spots on her. And the doctor said, I don't, you know, over the telephone said, I'm not sure that's the same thing. And so we were planning to take her today. Then she fainted. And so we went to an urgent care this morning, which is opens at 8. And Maggie's feeling pretty good. You know, she's texting in the back seat. She doesn't look pale or anything. And so they go, so are you here because you fainted or because of the rash? And we should have said the rash, because when you say fainted, they said, then we can't see you, because we can't see you. If you fainted, you have to go to the emergency room. So now we're at the emergency room. And I've got homeschool gym co-op in an hour, and today's Rissa's birthday, and I'm supposed to be watching the kids all afternoon while all the girls go shopping. So welcome back to reality, Scott.
Wow. I don't think you're going to make it to homeschool gym co-op.
It's not looking good. I assume my wife takes care of all that. And don't tell anybody, but that's the only silver lining in all this.
So do they treat the rash at least?
Well, that's what we're hoping. You know, it's not like a rash. It more looks like, I mean, it looks like, you know, like some dark red spots.
One of those things they advertise on TV that could be a side effect of something else.
Could be. Well, that's what they thought. The rash. Oh, I know. They said for Cal, they thought the rash was because of the medicine they gave him to kill the impetigo or whatever. Mm. But I think everybody's on the mend except Maggie, who's in the emergency room right this minute, but with her mom. But I think that's going to be okay too. So how are you doing, Scott? I heard you had two shows.
We did. We had a good time. Steve Howe and I had fun. And then Jeremy Nunez just took over the show himself. That was cool.
You've been a great audience, everybody.
So we had a good time. Other than that, I haven't done much.
Well, my phone's been blowing up this morning because in the calendar, the UDAD daily calendar from this past year, it said send a selfie. So if you're listening and you get your calendar, send me a selfie of you in your calendar, because I'm getting all these pictures of dads with their calendars. And by the way, the new calendar is out and it is available. Yesterday, I didn't even say yesterday, I took rented a gigantic U-Haul and I went and drove about 100 miles to go pick up all the games. So we've got all new games because we were totally out of our To Bethlehem Christmas game, which everybody should have. And I mean, I couldn't even sell any. And I mean, even wholesale orders were like, we don't have any. But we're restocked, unloaded. It's back up on the website. And so they're available. So get yours now, fresh off. And this is while I was in Danville at my dad's house. So my dad printed, he prints all the cards inside, you know, the kind of, we call them campfire cards that you have a question, you know, like what was your favorite gift and all those. So this was his last batch to print. So I was down there cutting them up with a big old giant paper cutter, which basically is this giant machine that we're going to have to throw away now because it has no value. I mean, all his printing equipment and just like his ancient dinosaur stuff, Neanderthal printing equipment that nobody wants, which is kind of a sad thing. When he just used it, now you're going to throw it away.
It's when you hope you did more with your life than just go to work.
Exactly. You know, and really, I think that was my takeaway. You know, my sister, Wendy, she was like really saddened by the fact that all the stuff that he had done, all the equipment he'd worked, the business he had built, you know, is now just going to be basically thrown in a dumpster almost. And I'm like, Wendy, that's not the value was not in the equipment. The value is in all the family vacations we took and all the Christmas presents and birthday presents and, you know, sledding down the hill of the house that we lived in and all the bills that were paid. I mean, that's the value. And I even think for us dads, you know, our jobs really, that's not where our worth comes from, or that's not what matters. That's not what will be remembered. The things that, even the little trinkets that we took from the print shop, you know, like little mementos that kind of make you think of the print shop. They really don't even make you think of the print shop. They make you think of my dad. And so, you know, that's really what matters. In fact, I was talking to a dad and he has a job he hated. He didn't even like it, but it paid well. And basically he goes in and they say, "You're fired." You know, there's no, we don't have to give you a reason. Your job's been terminated. And, you know, you kind of give yourself to this thing that, and you think it's going to give you some security, and it gives you zero. And it's just, I guess it's just a reminder. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, Scott, even while we were on vacation, you know, we're in this campground, and I probably say this every year, but it really tugs at my heart. It makes my heart swell that we were, so we're in this campground, and there are a lot of nice rigs. I mean, you just ride your bike around and they're all amazing rigs. I mean, things that cost $250,000 more, you know, they're shiny. Well, there was one right across from us and you could tell not many people were at it, and soon found out it was just a husband and wife, probably like 10 years older than I am. And they had this big dog, you know, that they took on a walk that was blind and it was immaculately groomed. It looked like a show dog at one time. You know, they had their two lawn chairs sitting in front of their incredible rig, you know, this gigantic 45-foot RV with dual axles in the back, shiny, oh, it was brand new, looked like. And their two lawn chairs pointing the same direction, matching lawn chairs, you know, on their little rug that they had sitting out. And then they had two bicycles that were in little zip-covered plastic things that went around them, you know, that looked matching. And then right across them is our site. And we've got this 30-year-old RV with, it looks like at least 10, 12 bicycles sitting out in front. It's got 14 chairs out. Not one of them match it. Well, maybe two of them match. There's towels everywhere. There's junk everywhere. Right next to ours was Ben and Rissa's, and they have this old trailer that did break down about 3 hours away from our house on the way home, and it's still there in Seymour, Indiana. And they've got junk everywhere. And then Sam and McKenna and Kat and Josh, they were sharing a camper next to them, and theirs was junky. You know, and it's hard sometimes not to, like, wow, wouldn't that be nice to have that? And the husband, they would go on these, like they were scheduled walks. I don't know if they did it at a certain time, but it felt like it was like, okay, now we're going to go take our walk. And they'd walk around the loop, and they'd come back, and he'd reach in his pocket, and he'd pull out the key fob, and you could hear the door unlock, you know. And I mean, I leave mine when we go into McDonald's out in the parking lot with the key still in it, you know. At the very end, though, they were getting ready to leave. They left it, I think, 2 days before we did. And the lady said to my wife, it was in the evening, and she said, my wife told me later, she said, "It's been such a joy watching your family do family." She goes, "Really, you should be the poster child for this campground, because you have so much." She goes, "We, you know, our kids, we see them. We only get together every 2 years, and they would never come camping with us." And I just get this lump in my throat, not because we were camping or we were doing something, but that we had something so valuable that sometimes I take for granted. But they saw it. They saw the value. I mean, that guy was successful. You know, maybe he was a surgeon or something. I mean, he was obviously meticulous. And then the lady said, "Well, they only lived 10 minutes away from the campground." They said, "Well, we got to go back inside. We're getting ready to put our rig back into storage, so we have to steam the floors." And I'm like, right. Yeah, that's what we're going to do later. We're going to try to scrape off most of the gunky ketchup off the floor and call it even, you know.
When you ask them if they ever have any problem with, like, raccoons getting in there in the wintertime, and they're like, we don't do what you do, whatever that is.
Exactly. But it was just a reminder to me how blessed we are. I mean, us dads, you know, it's not about our stuff. But sometimes we get sidetracked and we think it is, and we desire this stuff, thinking we'd be happy if we had this stuff. And it does not fulfill. It doesn't. It is deceitful. It's the deceitfulness of riches. And Dad, I mean, maybe it's pulling on you right now. Don't let it win. You know, don't fall for it because it's not true. My dad has, I mean, he might be listening. You know, it's a crummy little print shop. It's dark. It's, you know, again, they're going to throw most of it away. But, I mean, he's the richest man in town. I mean, he's got it all. And really, everybody acknowledges it. Everybody knows it. And they would say that. But when you're in it, nobody would trade you. You know, when the Ferrari zooms by, they don't go, yeah, I wish I had that. But later on, they wish they had what he had. So that's a couple weeks all in, whatever, 20 minutes. So can't wait to see what today holds.
So are you still at the hospital?
I'm sitting in the, Debbie said, you don't need to come in. She goes, you know, just do your podcast. And I don't know what we're going to do after that. So
you know, this is kind of like we've flipped from when you and I started doing this thing. Because I used to sit in my car and talk to you while you were in your office.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
We've come a long way.
We've come a long way, baby. Because we're getting ready for our 500th episode, right?
Yes, indeed.
You know, and I was thinking about that, Scott. Is that 500 episodes that include all the ones that we deleted and all that stuff?
Yes.
Wow. We've done, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's over 10 years now.
Isn't that amazing? Wow, it goes so fast. It goes so fast. Well, do you have any other stuff, Scott? Anything else that's been burning in your bosom for the last couple of weeks?
I exhausted all my material the last 2 weeks. So it was sort of shocking to me how hard this is to be you. I was like, Todd's so good at wrapping these up and, you know, having a nice dad point. And I'm just like, well, guess we're done.
Adios.
Yeah.
But now it's time to get out of the captain's chair and give it back to me.
Indeed. You can have it. I'm better being the sidekick and producing.
Well, are you doing anything fallish? Anything fallish?
We pretty much didn't celebrate Halloween because my kids don't care about that. And actually, they've decided we have a new tradition, which is watching White Christmas and eating the Halloween candy that we didn't pass out. So that's what we did. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Plus, you kind of check that off your list, and then you don't have to worry about squeezing it in later.
Exactly. Well, we'll watch it like 3 or 4 more times at least, I imagine.
Now, that's awesome. That's a great tradition.
So.
Well, you know, when we were in Florida, I mean, like, it was like the first day, Ike's like, Dad, look at this. And Ike is just a unique individual. He doesn't only have a doorbell that he can see video. He's got video cameras, at least 4 of them outside his house, like on his shed. Cause he just wants to know what's going on around his house all the time. And he's like, look at this. And I'm like, is that snow? And we had 2 inches of snow while we were gone.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, enough. So, I mean, not all the leaves are on the trees. A lot of them have fallen, but you know, since the leaves were still on the trees, it broke a lot of branches. So we had a couple big branches in our yard that just weighed down the leaves with snow and it couldn't hold them up.
Wow.
So someone said to me, so you mean you missed your first snow? And I'm like, nah. I said, I call them anytime I want to. So the next time it snows may not even be our first snow. So it's whatever dads decide. I just drove by actually the Long John Silver's that we always went to for our first snow, and it's been torn down and now it's an office building. So it was a little bittersweet as I drove by.
Sadness.
Sadness, sadness.
You have a new location you go to, or do you just celebrate it at home now?
They're hard to find. We don't have anything close. But we did do breadsticks. We brought in breadsticks last time, so that was fun. But the weather's beautiful right now. I mean, it's supposed to be 70-something degrees today. So I'm loving global warming. Bring it on.
Well, I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not. I did actually replace the spark plugs in my car engine. That was a new thing for me.
That's a big job.
It's actually not that hard. It's just you need the tool. But it's just scary because you have to open up the engine to do it. It's like, but it's just this little plastic cover I took off that, you know, four screws and or bolts or whatever.
And you could reach them all easily?
Yeah, if you have the, you know, the 10-inch long socket wrench tool that goes with it.
Because that's sometimes the trouble is that they're hard to reach.
Yeah. No, it was
A good feeling to run better after you did it.
I don't know. I didn't notice anything, but they told me last time I had it in that they were going to charge me $250 to change the spark plugs. And for the spark plugs and the tool that I bought to do it with, it was $50.
Yeah.
To do it myself. So
that's the deal. Yeah. Ben's a little anxious here about it. So when he was driving home, he was about 3 hours out and, someone came up behind him and was pointing at it, the back of your his camper, which is always a bad sign.
Yeah.
Every time someone comes up right next to my RV and they're not passing me, I always look over to see if they're going, your RV's on fire.
Yikes.
So he had shredded a tire, but when he pulled over, one of the leaf springs looked like it had broken off or something had, and it had gouged it. And so it cut the tire and there was like no way he could continue. So someone had to come and tow him, but God was so gracious that it was during the day. It was 3 hours from home. It really only slowed him down about an hour and a half, he said. And they found a place right away who would take it, a trucking company. And they, like, it was no big deal. They just couldn't get to it right away, but you know, it was what they do.
He didn't look back behind him and see the road all torn up, like, you know, down in the radiator springs.
You know, the bad thing is they were thinking about driving through the night and Riss was like, I just can't do it. I can't go through the night. Had they been driving through the night, you know, that possibly could have happened in the dark somewhere else. And, you know, that's zero fun. But God's good to this dad, and God's good to all you dads. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, maybe in the midst of it. And I know some of you dads are going through some really hard things because I talk to you. I know some of you dads listening, maybe you've been separated from your families. Don't give up on them. Don't quit. Don't quit fighting for your family. They may, you know, take legal action. They may say, oh, you can do whatever it takes. If they tell you to bend over backwards, bend over backwards. Or maybe it's just, you know, life's hard right now. Life may be hard right now. Life is hard right now, but it's still good. It is still worth it. So, hey, Dad, have a great weekend. Take advantage of this fallish weather. I'm going to be speaking down in Peoria, Illinois this weekend at a father-son thing and then a church on Sunday. And I'm going to miss some of those things. I know my family's going to gather at McDonald's on Saturday. Maybe your family doesn't normally gather for McDonald's on Saturday. You should do it anyway. And it's a pain, and maybe the food's not as good as you like. Do it because you did dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.